Welcome to New Realities. I'm Alan Steinfeld, and this week's show is about the investigation of our energetic body, our being, our deep subconscious states, our who are we really, and what is the drive that makes us function in the world, and how can we be the best that we can be. And talking about that will be Rita Soman, who does a process called Psych-K. Welcome, Rita, to the show.
Thank you, Ellen.
We call it Psych-K is the process that you lead people to. Psych-K, right?
Yes, Psych-K. And it was developed by Robert Williams in 1988.
Mm-hmm. And so the basis, on his website, he says, if rewriting the software of our subconscious mind, and we change our lives and our past experiences and our future. So how does he say, and of course through your work, how do we access the subconscious mind so we can change how we feel and how we act in the world?
We use kinesiology. Have you heard about kinesiology, muscle testing? Many naturopathic doctors use that technique, and this technique is used by chiropractors, that they communicate with the body to find out
right. Where
the problem is coming from.
Kinesiology is basically you test the muscles if something makes them stronger or weaker. Now, you know, kinesiology is sort of a sophisticated science in a way. I mean, many people do it in many different ways. I've had it done by experts. Mm-hmm. And some people say, well, parts of the brain can be switched on and off, and that can affect the results of any kinesiology test. So how do you work with kinesiology?
What we do is we do kinesiology to check with the subconscious mind to see if there's any conflict there about, suppose somebody wants to succeed in life and they're struggling hard, so we check with the subconscious mind to see, you know, if the person has a belief or two or more than a couple of beliefs that are the reasons why they're not able to succeed in life.
But so everybody wants to succeed in life, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So doesn't everyone have that who hasn't succeeded? Doesn't everyone have some belief? I mean, we're here to succeed, whatever that means to...
Yeah, success people. To everybody means different things, right? So
right?
Some people want to succeed and become prosperous. Some people want to succeed in a project, you know, and for recognition. Mm-hmm. Some people want to do well in schools and sports, well, Olympics, you know. So everybody has a different definition of success.
Okay, so you... Okay, let's say I or someone wants to succeed. I mean, I do, and I'm sure everybody does. What do you do? I mean, you wouldn't have to do a study, but tell me the process. You use kinesiology to see if muscles are strong or weak, meaning if something's making you weak, it's in your field, and we have to change it. So take me through the process of, I mean, you've done it with me.
Yeah. For example, if you want to succeed and... So your goal is, overall goal is success, right?
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
And our subconscious mind doesn't understand the words. It understands through senses.
Mm-hmm.
So we ask you, what would you like, look like, sound like, feel like, you know, once you have success in life. So what is your life now and how would you like to look like? So I'm asking you this question.
Oh, you're asking me?
Mm-hmm.
My life, you're asking me personally. Okay. I think, let me see, maybe a bigger apartment or a house, like that. Or you want to know how I will feel more specifically?
No, this is like a simple thing. I want a bigger house, but that's not what we do with Psych-K. We do like get you like what beliefs get in your way of achieving your goals could be like, you know, materialistic things or emotionally you want to feel better or you want to make peace, you know. So, as I said, everybody has a different definition of success. So okay. If you say success, then prosperity, abundance.
Yeah, prosperity, abundance.
Suppose you say abundance. Abundance covers everything, right? Prosperity is money.
Okay. Abundance
means like everything, right?
Okay, so let's say I want 10 times the abundance I have now.
Okay, so you want total abundance.
Total abundance.
Okay. So now I'm your subconscious mind, and I'm like a six-year-old child, so I don't understand what does that mean. I've never seen it before. I don't know what you're talking about. So the question is, what would you see in your life that will let you know that you have total abundance now? Now, you can say in that one, I'm living in a big house, for example. That could be one of the visuals.
Yeah, something. So you're saying we need to create the visuals because it's the visuals that tune in our subconscious, because the subconscious really only knows
through senses.
Through the senses. Oh, I see. Okay, so yeah. So I would like this beautiful big house with gardens and ponds and, you know, lakes and trees. Where would I like that? I mean, a specific location you're asking me?
Yeah, in which city and which country?
Well, I'd like a big apartment, I'd like a big loft in New York, and then maybe let me see, maybe Hawaii, maybe you want to know exactly?
No, you can say I want to own one house in New York and one in Hawaii, oceanfront.
Yes, I love the ocean. Yes, oceanfront.
You can create more, give more clarity to that one.
Am I just fantasizing or am I...
You're telling me that, what is your wish? What is that you want?
Yes, I want to be, I want to be more productive first. Maybe I have to get to the top of the list, or does it matter? I want to get more production out. I want to do more things. I want to have more writings, more videos, more overall production in who I am.
When I have an abundant life, then you can write down all those things that you're doing. I'm creating more of what you just mentioned.
Right. Okay. So we can stay with the abundant life. So what is in the way? Because obviously there are people who have what I see myself wanting. They're not any better or smarter or nicer, but they have something that I don't have, or some way of thinking or an attitude.
Mm-hmm.
What is in the way of me?
Okay, we are still doing the process.
Okay.
So you want abundant life, and you want to own these homes, and you want to be more productive.
Mm-hmm.
Then you can tell your subconscious mind that what does productive mean? What I'm doing when I'm more productive? I'm creating more shows.
Right.
So you can mention all the details of what you would be doing.
Okay.
And as a result, it's going to generate more income. Plus,
right.
You know, you're going to be happier because you're doing something you really like to do, right?
Well, I'm always doing something I like to do, but yes, I could be happier doing more of what I like to do. So right now, we're mapping out the game plan, you're saying.
We're trying to explain. Just pretend I'm your subconscious mind.
Okay.
And so I want to know that what is that you want to achieve? And you said total abundance, and this is what I want as a result of that.
Right.
What else you would do?
Would I do with my total abundance?
Mm-hmm. What else you're doing? Are you seeing yourself with a loving, healthy partner?
Yeah, loving, healthy partner. Yes, that's awesome. Yes, I think that's a good part of that. Yes,
want to have children.
Children, sure, why not? Yeah, a few children.
You can be more specific. I want to have two children, you know, and you can say a boy and a girl. So more clarity.
Two or three children, yeah. Do I have to be specific?
Because your subconscious mind understands in a literal sense, literally. Just like a little child. It wants to know how much.
Okay, I'll have three children, maybe a boy and two girls.
Okay. So you can say, okay, one of my visual is that I'm I'm living with a person, partner, or, you know, married, having, you know, children, and boy, girl, or two boy girls, you know, whatever
two
you want.
Two boys and a girl, something like that. Yeah, okay.
Okay?
Yes.
And then and you can be more specific about it, so what else I'm doing in my personal life, not in the
brand. Right, right. No, I'm starting, as I talk about it, it's starting to get me, well, more tuned in and feeling more excited, actually. So thank you for that.
Yeah.
So, okay, what else do I want, you're saying?
No, as a result of that, so we have these visuals. So you can keep adding more visuals to total abundant life is, you know, now I'm traveling with my family and spending time with my children, you know.
Okay, right, and I'm lecturing. I'm also lecturing around the world, stuff like that.
Okay, and then you can just also be more specific, you know, write down which countries you want to travel and can say I'm lecturing in those countries and then be specific about what kind of lectures you're going to be giving there.
Well, I know specifically the kind of lectures I'll be giving, but I mean, I know that maybe where, all over Europe, all over the U.S. We're charting all this, but then what?
I mean, and then you're going to tell me that what are people going to say about you, the auditory part? What are people going to say to you?
What are they going to say about me?
Yeah, what are they going to say to you, you know?
Wait, can you just tell me where all this is going? I mean,
this is already, you're reprogramming your subconscious mind as you're speaking with me.
As I'm speaking, by saying what I want, I'm changing what? What am I changing?
We're speaking the language of the subconscious mind, so it's not just simple talk you're doing with me. You are literally, you know, you're involving your subconscious mind in the process, you know, the conscious mind, subconscious mind.
Well, can we just actually just define the subconscious mind? Because I think that might be, just so I know, I mean, everyone uses that word, but I don't think anyone really understands what that is. Can you define it?
Your subconscious mind is the part of the mind that controls not only bodily functions, but it also holds beliefs, your attitudes, your feelings, your decisions, you know, your behaviors, your biology, controls your biology. 95% to 99% of biology and behaviors come from the subconscious mind automatically, and it is programmed, pre-programmed and during early years of our life, starting from the womb to, you know, 6-7 years, and we keep adding on to more beliefs, you know, and about ourselves, about the world, and so those become our guiding posts. So our subconscious mind consults with those programs and automatically delivers us the whatever the results according to if I believe I deserve to succeed in life, and I have a very strong belief about it, and so whatever I do, I'm a success because I'm programmed. As a child, you're a very smart kid, you can do anything, and so I won't have a problem. But if I was programmed, for example, that you know, life is hard, you have to work really hard, you know, then I'll be struggling in life, you know, because my subconscious mind will also believe that, you know, it's not easy, you know, so all those things our parents tell us, or we see our parents or our environment, how people are. So those beliefs are programmed. We go through over 60,000 thoughts a day, you know. So when talk about the positive thinking, change your positive, you know, become positive thinker, you know, it's not possible to change these thoughts, you know. But once you change these beliefs, you know, that create these thinking patterns, you know, then you can have control over your thoughts, because now your thoughts are coming from positive and self-empowering beliefs, not from the beliefs that you were programmed with, negative beliefs.
So we're changing the patterns by creating new pictures of me, of my personal self, doing certain things that are different than how I'm doing them now. Is that it?
We are reprogramming the subconscious mind. A part of the problem is that we have programs from, like, old programs in us, and we need to update these programs, you know. I give an example. For example, an elephant baby, you know, and you tie the elephant baby with rope, and it knows that I cannot break free from this. Uh-huh. And it just stays put there, right?
Right.
But it grows older, okay? and you tie the older elephant, you know.
Mm.
Stays there still, thinks that, oh, this is the rope, I cannot. I mean, if he can use the whole brain thinking, listen, I'm old now, I can break free from this easily in a second, you know.
So these
beliefs, you know, don't let us, you know, they don't get incorporated in an adult's life. Like, okay, it's not like there are automatic updates available. Like, our computer have automatic updates and it keeps telling us, but there's a new update available now, you know. But we don't get those signs, signals.
Do we have to know what it is that the pattern is that's holding us back in order to break it and be free?
Actually, you don't have to really consciously know, because even if you try to know, you know, you cannot really know what it is unless we work with the subconscious mind and find out that why, you know, you're not able to create a total abundant life, you know.
But it doesn't matter, because it doesn't matter what it was, but if we can figure out what we can do, so.
If you figure it out that I saw struggle growing up, you know, my family, they struggle. These are the kind of beliefs I grew up with, you know, that money is hard to come by, or
money was like destructive or something like that.
It's
yeah.
Root of evil. Right. And so right. Then, you know, you're not going to, you know, it's not, your subconscious mind won't think it's safe for you to make a lot of money, you know?
Right. So anyway, so we're changing it by painting new pictures, by making new pictures.
No. We just create belief statements, new program. We say, okay, I deserve, I can easily create prosperity and success for myself.
Well, that's all you have to say?
No, we don't say it. We reprogram the subconscious mind. There's a method we call balancing. Balancing is where we use a whole brain integration process to unite these two hemispheres in a way where it creates a whole brain state, which is ideal for changing the subconscious beliefs.
Oh, I see. Because we need to combine, in your work, you combine the left and right brain. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. Left and right hemispheres. Of the brain.
And so it's only by becoming whole brain that we can then change the old patterns into something new.
Yes. That is one thing really special about, unique about Psyche, that it uses whole brain integration techniques. So you are able to use both hemispheres. Each hemisphere of the brain has certain qualities to offer. So when we are, some people are more left brain in certain situations, some people are more right brain. So to be able to use these hemispheres in a balanced way, so we can create a whole brain state. So we are having the full power right now, you know, to make these changes, you know. And it's easier to make these changes once we are whole brained.
Right. So all the stuff I was saying about all the abundance I want, that was only the...
What I was doing with you earlier was, like, basically to define this goal. When somebody comes to me and they want to work on prosperity or total abundance, so we do this process called BAKVAC, which is describing the goal that you want with the subconscious mind in a sensory-based language.
Right.
Like, if you've never created it before, chances are your subconscious mind will say, no, I've never done that before, so can you clarify more, you know, what is that you want?
But that's only part of the process. You're saying the rest of the process is...
done in case the subconscious mind will say, I need some more clarity, I've never done that before. But usually, you know, we are able to help the person create some belief statements. There are different ways to work with people. Either you start with this process I was going to do with you earlier, to define the goal in a sensory-based language, what would your life look like, sound like, feel like, and then from there create a belief statement and see if you need to, you already have the statement in your subconscious mind, or you need to reprogram the conscious mind with that statement. And then also see if there's any consequences that can happen. Sometimes, you know, people want to change, but, you know, if change is not in the highest good, you know, and they say, you know, no, I cannot do this. If I become very abundant and happy, then my friends will not like me, or I won't. People will think of me like, you know, being in the profession you are, they'll think that he's not a very special guy. Okay. So that's why, you know, you want to make sure there's no objection there, you know. And so there are many steps that we take. We don't just change things just like that. We involve the superconscious mind to make sure that whatever changes you try to make in the subconscious mind, it's in your highest and best good. It's not going to hurt you in any way.
Okay, so let's just give people a little background. This guy, Rob Williams, what he created this method because he understood that it was people can want to make all the changes they want and everyone, but there's something that was holding them back that was buried below the surface. So what was his process in creating this, the science of Psyche?
You know, he has training in neuro-linguistic programming, and he uses some Ericksonian hypnotherapy and some other, psycho-spiritual healing systems that he has studied, and his background is psychotherapy. So he uses some contemporary and ancient methods in this one together. I call him a master chef at all these programs, put in the right proportion. And then he got some divine downloads to how to really put it together. And then he created this method in 88. And he tried with many people, with himself. And then once he became a believer, and so he was at a point where he was really frustrated with psychotherapy. Like I felt the same way 8 years, 7 years ago, frustrated with psychotherapy, and he was there too. And that's where he decided that, well, there has to be a way. What is going on? Why people work so hard and they're not able to reach their goals? So we combined these methods and had some divine downloads and put together this package in 88 and has been using since then. It has been widely used worldwide and taught in many countries and over 45 instructors worldwide. I'm one of the instructors. I travel and teach this work. And for example, people who are struggling with addictions and mental health issues, that's what my expertise is. So I help them to find out why in the first place they abuse drugs and alcohol, what is going on in their subconscious mind, what is their holding. Mostly the trauma that people have. Psyche is really good at helping people in a very short time with phobias, with traumatic memories, clearing those in the past, PTSD, ADD, ADHD, you name it, just very quickly, releasing these traumatic memories. And those are, now researchers say that the holding on to the past trauma contributes to one's choosing wrong things, like, to medicate themselves. And so psyche can help them to find those programs that cause them to have, for example, somebody has experienced trauma, sexual abuse trauma, and then many issues come from that. So for them to, make peace with the past and look at it from a different perspective and forgive those people who have hurt them and forgive their parents and whosoever is involved, and then this way they come to peace with the past, and they start to look at this thing from a whole brain perspective, not like caught up in the left brain and ignore their past traumas and just work and become workaholic or alcoholic, whatever, or go more right brain dominated and be more stressed out and anxious and worried all the time, cannot function properly and get depression, anxiety, the mental health issues as a result. So,
Well, tell me though, why do people become, what is at the core of addiction? You feel, besides, trauma, but a lot of people are addicted without trauma, or maybe everyone has trauma, but what is at the core of these traumas that people deal with?
Well, I have not seen anybody in my profession in 25 years, people that wouldn't have any kind of trauma. Trauma could be minor to them, like, yeah, when I was little, my parents were too busy for me, so feeling like abandoned, not important, in their life. Trauma would be, physical, emotional, sexual abuse trauma. Mm-hmm. I see those people, there's a research done by Kaiser Permanente, and they found out ACE study found out that people who had these traumas in the past, they are more susceptible, prone to becoming mentally ill and addicted to drugs and alcohol to make up for the chemistry that they don't have, to feel good chemistry, because they never felt that way in my entire life. So everybody wants to feel good, you know.
So how do you work with an addict? And is it the same way, or is it a slightly different approach to?
No, actually, what I do is when a person comes to me and I ask them that, what do you want? So, well, I just want to quit drinking or drug use, and I want to know, okay, we don't work on quitting. We say, okay, what do you want to do if you don't want not using? Then they say, just the drugs and alcohol are controlling me. So I want to have a control over my life, you know. So then we define the goal to the subconscious mind. What would the control look like, you know? That means that I'm not like hungover and not going to work. I'm able to actually, I ask them what kind of job they do, if they're happy. I try to connect with them with something they really wanted to do but couldn't do. And so that, what if you didn't have any limitations? So what is that you would like to do? So get them excited about it. And then connect them to that, and then they define the goal to the subconscious mind in a sensory-based language. Then start to find what programs they had. I also, what I do is I ask them about how were your first 6 years of your life, you know? How was it for you?
Tell me about that. You talked to me about how the first 6 years of our life really set the pattern for the rest of our lives. Can you talk about that?
Because we are too young, we don't have a logical mind, trying to see, you know, like my parents are calling me jerk, that means they're just kidding with me. We just take everything seriously and we just believe in our parents and our environment, and then start to hold those beliefs as true. And then our life is the reflection of those beliefs. So, and the rest of the life, you know, they just don't feel they're good enough. They're like intelligent, smart, capable, you know, or they deserve love, or, you know, and so all these things, you know, part of a person's life. So the subconscious mind, so when you're trying to create success, so they are able to create success on one perspective, okay, or become overachiever, went to school, and okay, fine, I'll give you my example. You know, I was married to an alcoholic for 6 years in India.
This was before you started practicing your...
I was working as a school counselor in India, and so I married an alcoholic. I didn't know he was an alcoholic, so he turned out to be an alcoholic. So, well, so I just, when he was out of my life, I just thought, okay, well, just find a better person this time. So I got remarried and came to America 25 years ago, and then I thought, okay, I couldn't save my husband. He had committed suicide, so I said I couldn't save him. So maybe I should study this field and become a counselor. So my reason to become a counselor was to basically help other people.
Your alcoholic husband committed suicide, you said?
Yeah, first husband, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so that was my reason. And I didn't even know that I had issues, like why I picked him. And as a result of being in that marriage, what issues I had no clue about it. All I wanted to do was feel good. So I thought, well, I couldn't help him, but let me learn how to help people. And I became a counselor, and a good one, and a successful one from every perspective. But, you know, do a follow-up when people see if they were really able to maintain their sobriety for a long time. They kept coming.
So there was a part of your subconscious that was drawn to that type of person because of issues you had.
The issues I had was my father was a very controlling and angry person. So grew up in a very strict environment. And so, they were very hardworking people, had to raise a big, big family. But I was little child. Couldn't understand that they don't have time for me because they have to earn living and raise the big family. And I, as a child, just believed that I was an important person and didn't deserve to be loved. So subconsciously, I attracted a husband who also had an anger problem, who was an alcoholic, and he was also abusive from many perspectives. So not believing that I deserve to be loved, and so I didn't attract anybody like that. So after that, living 6 years in that marriage, and whatever transpired, you know, I just had to just tell everybody that, you know, I don't have good marriage. I am in a bad marriage, and got my family involved in it, and so they tried to put him in treatment in India, but somehow he didn't want to quit drinking and drug use, and he disappeared from there and left a note that he was going to kill himself, and we couldn't find his body ever, so he's presumed dead for many, many years. So I just did not cope up with my issues, and I just came 4 years later, came to this country and got married to my husband, and thought, okay, I'm okay now, and I'm safer, I'm in a better place with a better husband. But my beliefs wouldn't let me receive love or, you know, be happy. And so I became workaholic like my father, you know, worked hard and created prosperity, success from one level. But inside, I wasn't happy and successful because I wasn't happy. But I went out of therapy, many therapies. I have experienced practically every kind of therapy, and I still felt not resolved. 7 years ago, when psyche came into my life through Dr. Bruce Lipton's book, The Biology of Belief, you know,
yes.
I gave it a try and learned about it and allowed myself to receive some sessions. And I was so surprised at how quickly it began to heal those issues. And in a short time, I was totally free of those programs. As a result, I don't work that much. I work maybe 20 hours a week, and I travel and teach. And I'm in charge of my own life. I do things the way I want to do, and there's no limitation. There's nobody controlling me, nobody telling me what to do or not. To be at this place is like, it feels like heaven for me. And so from coming from this place and having such a great experience with this work, I am so inspired and excited when people come to me for making some changes in their life, because I know that they're going to get better pretty soon. And most of my work comes by word of mouth, because people get better, they tell everybody. And so life has been so beautiful, and the work has been so fulfilling. And I'm not working this because I want to get people out of the misery. I work this job because I feel that people have hidden potential in them, and they don't need to take it in the grave, you know?
Well, the great thing is that you have your own life experience where it has worked for you. You know, this was a huge shift, and you were probably not very happy, and, you know, and just a kind of regular person suffering, and you found this tool that now your life is happy and content and abundant and prosperous, and you're doing what you love, which is...
Yeah, I live in the now. I just live in the now, and that's a beautiful gift, live in the now, not have to worry about anything, like any problem. I take it as a challenge. And
if there is a problem, and so the problems come up, because I guess they do, right?
Something comes up, I say, okay, let's see, you know, what I can do about it, and why did I attract this problem, you know, what's going on? I go straight to my subconscious mind and find out, what was I thinking when this came? I tell you, recently, you know, my husband had a flu, okay? Uh-huh. And I worked with him, and overnight, he felt better, okay?
Wait, what did you do? Well, I missed that. What?
Just worked with his subconscious mind and see what was bothering him before he even got flu.
Really? So that you could do that with anyone who gets the flu?
Yeah, overnight. He got flu even after he got the flu shot. So I said, okay. So after 4 or 5 days, you know, he said, well, do you think you can help me with this, with psyche? Because I'm not feeling good. I said, okay. So we just worked with him, and whatever his mind was thinking, and before he had flu, and so he was able to clear those, and then overnight got better. And then 3 or 4 days later, I was thinking subconsciously that, oh, he has flu, so I hope I don't get it. And I got it.
You got it because you were thinking about it.
I was thinking that, you know, when somebody gets in the family, everybody gets it. And then I said, okay, so we'll need to find out what's going on. So I cleared that belief, you know, that I can be around anybody and still...
Wait, can anyone clear that belief? Because there is a flu out there. How would they clear that? What would they need to do?
Well, the thing is, not everybody gets flu. Only some people get flu.
Well, there are people who get it. And if someone gets the flu, what would they do to clear the belief that
they cannot clear it, but you know, the thing is that they want to find out what, why their immune system is weak, why they got it, you know. Even if you get flu, like I got it, I was able to like clear it, like before it turned into a full-fledged flu. Like it just like, I said, okay, let's see what's going on. I had this belief about because my husband had it, I'm going to get it too. And I'm listening to the news and see it's an epidemic. Everybody has it. I'm saying,
I'm saying if someone is listening and they have the flu or want to clear the flu, what can they do anything now?
They cannot do anything, but they can just,
I mean, work. Yes.
Okay, but they can like, I mean, it's a conscious belief. There could be many reasons why somebody's immune system is down, that they got the flu or any other health problem, you know. So once you are able to clear that, and basically I know one thing, Alan, if you are happy and if you are at peace and if you are in living in the now, and I tell you that, I mean, I had many health issues. I am perfectly healthy because of my past issues. It affected my health. I was always getting every little thing, allergies, you name it, everything. As a result of creating these issues, you know, people can get flu and other problems in life, but, you know, they can actually create a great immune system where they never have to worry about getting sick.
I see. So you work with, what I also liked about what you said about alcoholics is get them off of their addiction. It's not that they want to stop. It's what do they want to do with their lives? What vision do they want to create for themselves?
Mm-hmm.
That's,
I get them excited about that. It's possible for you to create a future, and your addiction is, you're not your addiction. Addiction is just an effect of some deeper, there's a cause for this addiction. And so when we work with the subconscious mind, and most of these people have very dramatic, dysfunctional childhood with a family history of alcoholism and addiction. So changing some beliefs about, you know, creating their own health so they don't have to think about, like, I have genes for this disease, I'm going to get it too. So they totally create a different set of beliefs for themselves and take more responsibility for their own well-being. And they're able to stay clean and sober. Not only are they clean and sober, they're able to shine their light doing what they love very easily and effortlessly. They keep going in that direction. So I work with them and then I teach them this work. So they have this tool with them. So whenever they need it, they can use it. Like, I know this tool, so I can use it. So my goal is to work with people. I have clients worldwide. I work with people on Skype. Plus I have an office in Portland. So I work from there also. And so working with these people, and then they invite me to different places. I go and I teach them the work. So now they have the tools, so they never have to call me back again. Mm-hmm. Or more sessions.
How complicated is it to learn? Like, how many? I mean, you teach this too. So how?
Many, 2 day workshop.
Oh, in 2 days, they could be where you're at. You're saying?
In 2 day workshop, they can learn basically how to communicate with their subconscious mind, begin to make some changes. But I tell you that there's another fact about it, that people learn and they learn and they're so excited about it. They say, wow, this is one of the best methods, but they don't use it because they have beliefs to clear. So I just tell people that, you know, take the workshop, but do some sessions also so that you can.
Oh, I see. They could have the tools, but because they have beliefs, they don't use the tools.
No, they don't use it. They're so excited. They're like, they're saying, I'm going to use it every day. I mean, 80% of my students were not using. And then I just started to reach them. I said, you know what? This is how my life is looking like. This is how many people's life is looking like. Are you using this work? And they said, no. Would you like a jump start? So I started to work with them on Skype and get them started on this and work. They did some private sessions, and I'm so happy that I contacted them. And I thought hundreds of people. It was a lot of work on my part, like, but I thought, okay, I'll do 10 clients every day to call them or send a message. So I was able to get about 50% people to respond back to me out of that and got them started on that.
I see. So you're saying it also can heal illnesses or work with a person to heal physical.
With people with late stage cancers, with Parkinson's disease, people
have
with
you healed Have you healed people with those kind of serious conditions?
Very. I have a long list of those people.
I mean, we can't say healing, but you've helped, or people have helped themselves with...
Take the word.
You're saying, in a sense, miraculously, they've healed.
They have healed themselves, because most of the people that I worked with who had serious physical health issues, they had a lot of past traumas again. Clearing those issues, they began to get healthier and totally be free. The disease is the messenger. Okay, and the medicines are just treating the symptoms. The root cause of these diseases are in the subconscious mind. They keep doing research on cancer and other diseases, and to find the cure. Okay, even if you find the cure, you get somebody free of cancer, for example, right? But the message is not delivered. The person will create some other problem for themselves because it's a.
So, what would the message be for these people, or it's different for everyone?
Okay, message, for example, like most people that I worked who had cancer, they had resentments, grief issues, anger issues, unresolved issues, abandonment issues. So working with those, that message is that if you have any issues in your past, that, I mean, your life is not perfect, you're struggling in one or the other area of your life, or you're having health problems, I tell you, there are very good chances that, I mean, I can be 100% sure that the amount of work that I've done with many people, including myself, that we are able to find the root cause of the problem in the subconscious mind and work with that.
So and of course, the only reason people wouldn't get better is that they didn't do the work, or they didn't go deep enough into themselves, or
something happened in my childhood, no big deal, no problem. They're not even aware of it, that, you know, that the role of these beliefs, you know, they just keep working harder in life, you know, they accept diseases. Yeah, my family had it, so I have it too, you know, they just say fine, you know.
So it's the idea is, so if we could, we should bring this into every school, every elementary school, and start, right?
That's true. So that, you know, people can say that, you know, if there is any damage there as a result of, you know, not that parents on purpose did anything wrong, but they raised children the way they were raised. So they don't know any better. And it keeps going on from generation to generation, you know. And so teaching people that they have the power to take charge of the life, and there's a way to rewrite these programs, these beliefs. If they were told you're stupid, dumb, you can write, I'm smart, I'm intelligent, I forgive all those who called me these names, you know. In changing these programs, these beliefs, and forming new self-empowering beliefs, and all of a sudden your life is looking like the beliefs you have now. Are you surprised? No, because your life is a reflection of these subconscious beliefs.
Right. So is there more to... So you, how long have you been practicing it now?
I've been practicing for 7 years.
7 years. Is there an advanced course? What's Rob Williams doing now to keep evolving this? And what's he like as a person? Is he incredibly happy?
Oh, he's very happy. The beautiful thing I like about Psyche, everybody who's part of Psyche, the instructors... And Robbie Williams, originator, and we also have Jeffrey Fannin, he's a neuroscientist, and he's also part of Psyche. Bruce Lipton also supports Psyche. They all use this word regularly.
Yes, Bruce Lipton, actually, who's been a guest on this show, he said it was Psyche that got him to free himself from his old habits.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm so blessed that he supports me, endorses me, and get a lot of work from
him. Yeah, yes, you're very close with Bruce, and he does, yes. I heard he does support you, and he points you out in the crowd, and...
I'm on a path where I get all the divine help. I tell you, Alan, including you, I'm so grateful that you were sent in my life through the divine orchestration. It's a consistent confirmation for me. The way people, I attract people is that I'm on the right path, and I'm so happy doing what I'm doing. I'm so happy watching people's life blossom and do well. And I work with movie stars. I've worked with people from all walks of life, psychiatrists, psychologists, and doctors, and actors, singers, you know, and watching these people beautifully blossom. And I worked with an actor who was like, had issues from his childhood that wouldn't let him be successful. He just did two sessions with me, and he's doing so well.
So then, you know, another aspect of psyche is the spiritual evolution. Can you talk about that? Because that seems to be also involved.
Because we are actually spiritual beings having human experiences.
Yeah.
And so we're disconnected with our soul. And I really believe that all the beliefs that we get from our childhood, especially the negative ones, limiting ones, you know, and the soul wants to express itself in this lifetime, what it came to do. But because of these beliefs, there's a chain around it. It cannot. So what psyche does is that it helps, you know, break free from those chains. So soul is able to express it. I've seen people after doing psyche work, they leave their jobs they're doing. They get into something they wanted to do. They're not afraid that I won't make as much money. They give themselves permission to do what they really wanted to do. So now they don't have beliefs that, you know, I cannot do this or how would I make money. They are all doing things that bring the best out of them and make them the happiest. This is the soul connection. So psyche, and then there's a spiritual peace involved in it, because psyche, we take permission from the superconscious mind before we.
What is the superconscious mind? Can you define that?
Superconscious mind is like part. You can call it universe. You can call it Jesus Christ, God, Ramakrishna, anything, or your higher power. You know. So that is the superconscious mind. So we test the superconscious mind through muscle testing to make sure the changes we make is safe for the person. That it, so if superconscious mind gives permission, safe, and the muscle testing response is strong, that means go ahead, it won't hurt you. Then we make those changes, facilitate those changes, not we heal or do anything. We facilitate these changes. The person does the work. We just facilitate the changes under the guidance and support and permission of the superconscious mind.
So the superconscious mind is part of the ego structure, but it's the part we're evolving towards, right? Would you say that?
You know, I tell you that it's for everybody, it's a different. I call my superconscious mind universe.
Okay. Well, we are the universe, though, right? We are the universe coming through a small vehicle.
Supreme power that controls, puts all these planets together and everything, you know, that the higher self that knows our purpose and why we are here in the first place. And so that I believe in that power. So whatever happens in my life, you know, good or bad, I just smile because I know he knows better what he's doing. So I'm not trying to change things that are supposed to teach me a lesson, you know. To quickly feel better, I just say, okay, let's see what is the message in this one. I mean, I go through different scenarios as I go to teach. I meet all kind of people in my life, and sometimes they push my buttons, sometimes I push their buttons, you know. So then I find out, so what's going on, what is that, why I attracted this person in my life. And, you know, there is a divine intervention in my life, and that were... Everything happens for a reason. I believe in that. Everything happens for my highest good. And
but do you want to be free of it all? Do you want to be clear?
I'm getting clearer. I'm not attracting as many. I used once in a great while, maybe, but it's getting better. So every person brings a message, and I bring a message for them. So it's like both learning process. It's not a bad thing, or I'm bad, the person is bad. This is how it's supposed to evolve us.
Right, but what's your ultimate goal? What do you want for yourself to make you, you know, do you want to be beyond all the lessons?
Oh, yes. My big goal is this, okay? My big goal is to continue to enjoy my life in a balanced way, childlike life, just like a being like a child, okay? I enjoy that. I just want to continue to enjoy that. And my goal is to teach this work to professionals so they can also use this work with their current practice. And then my goal is also to be consultant for those programs who help the addicted and mentally ill people. So I can teach them this piece that they can incorporate, and they can discuss some of their clients and say, well, we did this. And I have some people who contact me and say, well, we did this with person and that technique, and we tried, it is not working. So what do you think? Maybe the issue is, well, I don't think that way. I just find out, let me give me 5 minutes with this person. So I talk to the person and find out what's going on. I basically look for the first 6 years of their life. And from there only, you know, I tell them that where the problem may be coming from, and we confirm to the subconscious mind, and then we program the subconscious mind, and then problem is gone.
So there's no one you met that you haven't been able to work with in some way?
No, say that again.
I'm saying, is there anyone you've met that you haven't been able to work with?
Well, I want to tell you that people who come with an open mind and they want to work, I only work with those people. When people come to me and they do one session and they don't want to work with me, then I don't work with them.
But wait, the only reason people wouldn't want to work with you is there's something in their subconscious that is in the way.
Yeah, they are resisting. They are not allowing themselves, you know. So
right, because everyone wants to be free and healthy, and but their subconscious is used to being tied to the tree like the elephant. So then,
yeah.
But then I guess you can't force people. It has to be a part of them that's strong enough to say.
When I learned this work, I was so excited about it. I wanted to fix everybody. I didn't fix everybody. You know, I just wanted to work with everybody. And I tell you that was part of my workaholism too, you know. And so I was able to clear that and understand that this process only works when people are really ready, you know. So
you have to be really ready, yeah.
So if you're not open, it won't work.
But are you going to, like, drug centers or alcoholic places and working with a whole population of people now?
I want to tell you that my experience so far, I have been to some programs, I tell you, some programs will charge about $15,000 or more for this kind of work, working with addicts and all. I have talked to some of those programs.
Yeah.
Programs, you know, they just tell me that, you know, how much does your program cost if you see somebody? I would say maybe $1,500 to $2,000 total cost, you know. And they said, you know how much we charge? 15,000 to 20,000 people. Basically, to tell you the truth, they're not interested in hearing the person in such a short time. And they, I mean, so far, I haven't really seen a positive response from them.
Wait, okay? So you're saying if you went into these drug rehab centers, even these rich ones where people spend a lot of money, like movie stars, or that you could go in there and work with these people for a lot less, and they'd get out there and their life would be changed?
It's not my point to work and so people don't have to spend that much money. I would like to teach this program this work so they can incorporate it with their current practice. How much they charge and how long they keep the patient there, that's not my problem, my business. It's just like, you know, if your people are spending so much money and time, oh, here's the thing, they have great testimonials from people saying, I've been clean and sober for 5 years, for 10 years, okay? And the other people will go there too, say, oh, wow, what a great testimonial. I'm not interested in getting my clients just sobriety for 5-10 years. I'm interested in helping them gain freedom from those programs that caused them to have this problem in the first place, and then connecting them to their purpose, their passion, so they can enjoy every minute of their life.
So why don't you go, I mean, it's just my suggestion, but go to Alcoholics Anonymous, you know, where, or places where, you know, people who have addictions gather and see about
it. I do that too, okay? Like, for example, Alcoholic Anonymous people are so rigid, okay,
well,
in their way.
Yeah.
So, what I have tried so far, okay? But that doesn't mean I'm going to give up. I wait for the divine timing. A perfect scenario, perfect situation is created for me. Perfect people show up. I just go. I don't force people to learn this work. I bring it to their awareness. So I write articles. I do interviews like I'm doing with you. Done many interviews. So I've done interviews with Bruce Lipton. I've written my stories in a couple books that are coming out soon. And I'm writing my own book. So my goal is to bring it to people's awareness. And only those people, whether they're professionals or clients, would be drawn to this work who are ready for this work. I can tell you when they come from that place, when they're ready, magic happens. If they're not ready.
Right. But the way you're talking about it, it seems like it's a science. It's like, you know, a lot of energy medicine, as I call it, a lot of the techniques I talk to people about has to do with, you know, a deeper sensitivity, some kind of spiritual awakening. But the way you're talking about it and also my experience with it, it's very psychologically based and it's very practical and you don't need to believe a lot of, you know, extra spiritual stuff to have it work.
Spiritual. It gives you benefit, physical, emotional, mental, spiritual. It's not as spiritual, like we say. A lot of people get
put it's off. A psychological process then, really.
Mm-hmm. And then the other thing is, you know, when people come with an open mind, they kind of know where they want to go and they are totally ready. And they are the ones who, within like 6 to 8 sessions, you know, they are there already, you know.
So you're saying 6 to 8 sessions, really, you can help people with anything?
Yeah, no, like depending upon the problem. Like, but there are people like who have done 3 months of sessions, 4 months of sessions. But I have seen when people, like for example, when people do sessions, you know, they spend like an hour, 15 minutes in talking, and then in 10 minutes we change a few beliefs, you know. I cannot tell people don't talk too much, you know. If they want to talk and that's what they want to do, you know, I just don't stop them because I know they're still getting prepared for this work. They do notice change sometimes, you know, because subconscious mind prefers the familiar. Even they see changes. Somehow it's hard for them to believe that there are changes they see, you know.
Right.
It scares some people. They just, you know, it's like readiness is very important. That for people to like say, okay, I'm totally ready, because not because I'm sick and tired of the way I've been, but I'm ready to take charge of my life. I'm ready to be free of all these addictions. I'm ready to thrive in life. I'm ready to be free. I'm ready to be me. I'm ready to connect with my soul and express myself in the world, write my book or whatever. Those are the people, I tell them that, you know, I have helped many people to write the books and start with the process of what they wanted to do, because that's what they wanted to do, you know. So it's just like, I have come to believe that this is the work for people who are totally ready and they want to make the changes for the right reasons and they get better.
Well, I love the enthusiasm you have and the passion in talking about the work and the belief and the knowledge of its possibilities and it seems like it should be taught everywhere. I mean, it's
the most important thing. People teach skills, but if you don't have a mindset, how can you use the skills?
Right.
The mindset is really important. Changing your consciousness is important. Your consciousness means how you feel, how you perceive, how you believe. This is very important. Everybody's trying to do some other kind of healing. They're doing a great job with the work they're doing. This is just a little missing piece. This is not a replacement for any therapy. This is just it. It blends beautifully with psychotherapy, with many other healing methods.
Mm. So, it sounds beautiful. It sounds like a really great process of unfolding. So, for you, it just goes deeper and deeper, huh? The work?
It does. I mean, I'm pretty happy with the results. It gets better and better. And I love the benefits, ongoing benefits in my own life. And it gives me an opportunity to evolve more, grow more, and create more, and not even ask for what I want. It just happens in my life. I'm in the flow. And being happy and healthy is a beautiful gift. I'm very grateful to Bruce Lipton for introducing this work to the world, including me and Rob Williams, bless his soul, for creating this work, and Jeffrey Fannin, who is a neuroscientist who will do a brain scan before and after and show you there the changes that have taken place in 5-10 minutes in your brain.
Really? Wait, talk about that a little bit. Tell me more about that.
Yeah, the neuroscience proves that, you know, when a person becomes whole-brained and they are not thinking from one perspective of left to right brain more dominated, and they are using a whole brain and they're realigning, you know, these new beliefs with their goals, everything changes in the brain. They have done scans, and if you want to hear about it, I'll send you a link about Dr. Jeffrey Fannin, who's a neuroscientist. He's involved in Psyche, and he can send you brain scans of those people. He can tell you that people have a potential to have Zen's consciousness, Jesus Christ consciousness.
Wait, so because I know that trauma can leave scars in the brain, and you're saying by doing this method, it can shift, scars won't be there.
Perspective of how you perceive your trauma now. Like I wrote a chapter in a book about how the about my life, okay? And the chapter is Thank God I Married an Alcoholic. Okay?
Right.
And
did you write a book, a chapter in the Thank God series?
Yeah.
Oh, I know that guy, John Castagnini, who put that work out.
I wrote my chapter in one of his books, should be out soon.
Yeah, he's right around the corner from me, Liz. Anyway, you wrote a chapter called Thank God I Married an Alcoholic. That's great.
Talked about, like, if I wasn't married to him, I wouldn't have known my deep-rooted issues that I had from my childhood. So I got an opportunity, you know, to clear those issues and why I attracted him and why I subjected myself to his abuse for 6 years before I opened my eyes one day and said, no more, you know, I need to do something about it. And what I did something about it is like, you know, well, he was out of my life and that's all I did about it, you know, and then I came here and wanted to help everybody else. And people asked me, so how did you heal your trauma? And I said, I prayed to God. That's all I said. And I said, I don't have any issue from my past. I'm fine. I'm fine. He's gone. He's not part of my life. I'm happy. I wasn't happy that I was consciously thinking and telling people everything is fine, but everything was not fine at all. Living on a balanced life, I'll be happy. I had mood swings. I was smoking. I was working too much. I was shopping too much. I would not allow myself even a minute of time to spend with myself alone.
Yeah, that shopping really can get. So what? So you thought you were. And so what happened then?
What happened? Well, after I started clearing these programs, my relationship with my husband, totally improved because, I stopped myself from receiving love and even a compliment, let alone love, forget about that part. I believe I deserve to love myself. I deserve to be loved. I attract those people who love me and I love myself. My happiness doesn't depend on other people or what I create or what I do. It's happiness, unconditional happiness I feel every minute of my life, you know. I don't have a need to avoid myself or avoid somebody or work too much. And I don't smoke. I don't shop unnecessarily. I don't do any of those things. And I'm free. Totally free.
It feels like you are, I really appreciate your input and your enthusiasm. And just imagine what the world would be like if everyone had access to this technology and would use it to improve their lives.
Yes, that's what Bruce Lipton says, that if we can learn to change these programs, then every person has potential, you know, to live a life. They can create a heaven on earth.
I think so. Would that be miraculous? And ordinary. I mean, Bruce Lipton's doing that now. When I met him in 1989, he wasn't known. No one knew him. No one knew anything about him. And now he goes everywhere in the world. He gets hundreds, maybe thousands of people to listen to him. So he shifted an attitude about himself that I can see directly. And it was related to this, Psyche.
Yeah. It's amazing, you know, how, you know, like every time I meet him, like I see different Bruce, like it's more, you know, I see myself different too, you know. I said, wow, you know, we just match our energy. Bruce, Rita, like we have known each other for many, many lifetimes, you know.
Yeah.
You know, it's amazing that how when you do this work and you're able to be you and don't have to look in a certain way, don't have to be afraid of anything. You just say, okay, well, how can I contribute? How can I serve? How can I help? I'm happiest when I help people to succeed and achieve what they want to do. I'm so happy. I'm so excited. My soul is like, you can wake me in the middle of the night and say, I need to do some work here. And I'll just wake up like, you cannot wake me in the morning because I'm not a morning person because I work till late, you know, in the Skype sessions and all. But if there's somebody says, like an emergency, we need to do this. My husband had to go for traveling to catch early planes. I'm having a little anxiety. Can you do some work? And I just balanced it. And I went back to sleep and he had a peaceful flight. Mm. You know what I'm saying? In the plane, I balance people. Like some people are really scared of flying and the plane, there's a turbulence there, and lady sitting next to me, and she's saying, oh my God, I'm so scared, you know, this was my worst nightmare. And so I worked with the lady, and like pilot said, for at least half an hour, we're going to have this turbulence. I tell you, within 10 minutes, the turbulence stopped, and the pilot said, somebody must have been praying hard in this plane.
Right. But I'm excited now about doing more sessions with you because, you know, there's always little things to work on and to clear and to be free of and to get more into the flow. So, yeah, and it's great to hear when someone has really found their work and they're so excited about sharing who they are and what they're doing because they want to serve people. They want to help. That's how you know. That's your calling.
I want to tell you one more thing that I'm part of a documentary. It's called The Business of Disease. It should be out in another couple of months' time. Bruce Lipton is also part of that film. And in that film, I talked about, you know, how they treat addiction as a disease. And then, you know, just tell people once you have it, you will have it for the rest of your life. People go to AA meeting and say, I'm an alcoholic, you know, and that, like as if that's their middle name, you know. With my client, they never talk about this. They just talk about with the dream, the goal, what they're doing. They don't even talk about why I'm drinking or not because they're not drinking. They're so excited. They're so happy doing what they're doing. They have no need for outside things to create the chemistry.
So that's your real purpose, not to get people over their dig, but get them excited about life and then everything else just falls away.
Exactly.
Ah.
Yeah, that's the kind of people I attract actually at work.
That is great. I would love to see you working in all these clinics with AA meetings and you know drug centers. There should be a way to put this work out there in a big way.
Exactly. That's what my mission is. That's why I pray to God that connect me with somebody who can be a partner in this and who can show me signs and signals, and here we are, and doing an interview with you, and you are also like your soul is supporting me and with this mission. But this is my soul's calling that people don't have to needlessly suffer or struggle in life. There's a way that where they can rewrite these programs and live a life they want to live effortlessly.
So if someone wants to change, you're saying this is 100% effective.
Well, I want to tell you that people who commit and they come and they stay, and the testimonials on my website are of those people who stay and complete the work. But if they quit in the middle of it, there's no guarantee for them.
Wait, so what is your website?
It's my name, ritasoman.com.
Soman, S-O-M-A-N, Rita, R-I-T-A-S-O-M-A-N, yes, .com.
Uh-huh.
But wait, getting back to that last point. So someone who would quit in the middle is obviously someone who has subconscious programmings that would make them quit.
Yeah, because they are like, yeah, I'll make them quit because they are too impatient. They don't see the results, but they don't do the action.
So but that's the subconscious that's really getting in the way there.
Yeah, definitely. But also, you know, they think that we'll just change some of the programming. They don't do actions. Psyche creates the potential by changing these beliefs, but you still have to do your actions. For example, if you work for, I found out why I'm overweight. And so now I have to go and buy some healthy foods, maybe hire a nutritional coach who can guide me. What should I eat?
I can guide you on nutrition. I would. I would guide you nutritionally, actually.
I don't have a belief I deserve to be healthy. Then I would take your advice but never use it. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
If I never come to you for advice, then I have to, my subconscious mind say, okay, we have a mindset. We need to create a skill set now. It goes together.
Right. Well, I get it. So you create the mindset and the skill set, and then you have to take action.
Uh-huh.
But resisting the action is a subconscious
it is subconscious.
Lock.
It is subconscious. No, subconscious.
It's a subconscious, yes?
95 to 99% behaviors, decisions come from subconscious mind. So my chances of choosing an action, you know, if my subconscious mind is not supporting me, well, I'm just going to be talking to a wall, basically, you know what I'm saying?
So it's a multi-layered approach. I mean, so you're seeing like it could take up to 3-6 months to really get someone clear of their subconscious programs.
I don't tell them how many sessions they would need. It's just like as they begin to notice changes and they say, okay, I think I'm going to have one more session, then I should be done. I said, that's fine. Sometimes they come to the last session, they say, they found out some more problems. Oh, looks like I need some more sessions. And I said, sure. So that's how they do. So I'm not deciding or telling them, but they know. It's just like doctor also prescribes pills to a patient. When the patient says, oh, I'm perfect now. Okay, then you don't need to take pills anymore. You know what I'm saying?
But you're saying you can also teach someone this method and they could do it on their own. They don't have to see you.
That's what my goal is to, like a car mechanic, okay? So you don't know how to work with your engine, so subconscious mind. So expert mechanic can literally figure it out. Okay, what's the problem? Let's fix it. Okay, done. But then to keep it, the car tuned up and everything, so then you learn the work. So you can keep it for the work you have done. If it's a minor thing you want to work on, you know, then you can take a workshop and work on confidence and little problems and all the stuff. So, but, you know, if you have more issues and you say, well, I took the workshop and, people don't even use it. How do they find out that it really worked for me or not, you know?
Well, they could use some of it, but anyway, no, I understand what you're saying. So when is your next workshop that you're teaching for this technique?
Well, I'm teaching workshop, you know, in every 2 weeks in Portland in my office, but when people invite me, in other cities, then I go there.
Are you traveling coming up at all this year?
I am planning on going to Hawaii, actually, in March. My favorite place, you know.
Where in Hawaii will you go?
Oh, I'm thinking of going to Honolulu.
Ah, okay.
End of March, you know. Take my niece with me, and she's going to school here. That's where she gets to see another country, and she loves to assist me, and she does the... She does the work on.
So you're going to teach a workshop in Honolulu?
Yeah, I have taught it over one dozen times.
And you taught one in New York recently, right?
No, I was in New York. I taught in New York 3 times and New Jersey 2 times. And I've taught in 17 states so far, in Canada and India.
Wow, that's pretty good. So, but you're saying that 80% of the people who learn this are not using it?
They were not using it. But now what I do is I just tell them to do some work as I'm teaching the workshop. Either they do the work before or after. Now we have a higher number of people who are using it. Now it's 60% people are using it.
So your work, your purpose is to spread this around the world, but it's not this. Your purpose is really to help people.
Oh, definitely. But after helping myself, before I was getting a joy watching somebody else get better, and right. I was sick, okay? But now I am happy and healthy, and from this place, wanting other people to reach the state or even higher than where I'm at is what gets my soul excited.
Beautiful. Well, I will do more. Maybe I'll even do the workshop because I work with a lot of people, and it'd be great to have another tool like this to really. It's not that hard to learn, is it?
Very easy to learn. Very easy to learn.
Well, you teach it in a weekend, and then boom.
Yeah, I teach people how to communicate with the subconscious mind and using kinesiology, and then how to find these beliefs and change. Then you teach two processes, how to change these beliefs. And then also the math process we were doing with you in the beginning, we started to do the process. We'll finish that process when you see me, you know, later. And so describing the goal to the subconscious mind as sensory-based language. So we teach that. And so people have a good set of tools. And I tell you, there are people who are using this work in their practice and with their other people, with their clients and with themselves. I mean, is the reason of my getting referrals because of their successes.
Mm. Well, I know you're busy, huh? You're pretty busy working, aren't you?
No, I'm not. I work like 3 to 4 hours a day.
With private clients and Skype.
And then I'm a housewife. I like to cook. I like to sing. I like to create some video stories. And so I'm able to just live a life I want. So, but I'm not like, sometimes I just take a month off and do nothing. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Well, so you're though now giving workshops every 2 weeks at your office in Portland, huh?
Yeah, I'm teaching here because the winter time, the weather gets bad in other states, you know. And so I just thought, okay, it's winter time, I stay here cozy and with my husband, my two beautiful dogs, my son who's also a social worker, and my niece, and so enjoying this little family. And
So what's the best way to reach you? Is just your website?
Yeah, they can reach me through my website. They can sign up for my newsletter. And since people who would be listening to you, and if they mention your name, that I heard you on Alan's program.
Or New Realities, yes.
Yes, so I can give them 25% break. And first session free.
Really? Because yeah. You hear that, whoever's listening there. So because you've heard this on New Realities, you get a free session, first session free.
Free session, because you know why? I want people to taste it and see if it is for them. And I tell you that I have not had anybody after that session listen or thank you. No. Because then, right then and there, we work with them. They feel the work. They don't have to tell me next week. In that moment, they can feel it.
Well, thank you, Rita. I appreciate everything you've said and the enthusiasm and the hard work and the fun and the joy in helping a planet evolve and the people on us on it get happier.
Thank you so much for giving me this opportunity to be on your show, and thank you. I forgot the name of your assistant. Thank you so much.
Oh, he's the he's the engineer there. That's Doug in the studio at BBS Radio. Yes, I'm glad you thank Doug. He's always a big help, especially on these late night shows here. Okay, so again, your website is Rita Soman, RitaSoman.com, mm-hmm. And you're available for individual sessions, for classes, for Skype, for traveling, possibly if people invite you someplace. So thank you. And we'll do a session in the next day or so, too.
Yes. So you can give your testimony next time.
I'll give you a test. Well, we did a session, but I felt there's more work to be done.
Uh-huh.
I felt like we hit a couple of things. Things did clear, but... I want to go a little deeper now.
All right. Thank you. I'm so happy that you're ready for it. Believe me, your readiness, half the job is done.
Right, right, right. Thanks again. Thank you, Rita, for talking here on New Realities and leading edge thinkers and people like Rita who want to change the world and help people in by being happy with themselves. So if you have any questions about anything, you can email me at newrealities@earthlink.net. And next week I'll be interviewing someone I'm very excited about, actually also from the Portland area, Paul Levy, and he's just written a new book about the collective mass madness that we live in our culture. So listen next week as well, and thank you. And I'm open to any comments that you have about the show or anything else. Thanks for listening. Good night.